Now the story of a man who has a popular Facebook fan page because he broke the law, something of a latter-day Jesse James. The so-called barefoot bandit is no longer on the lam. 19-year-old Colton Harris Moore, a small-time burglar from Washington State, was captured this weekend in the Bahamas. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Harris Moore has been in trouble with the law since he was convicted of possessing stolen property at the tender age of 12. In the years since, police say he plagued the quiet island communities of Washington's Puget Sound, stealing cars, airplanes, and identities. His ability to dodge arrest turned him into a cottage industry for local news media, but this weekend the story went international. This is Commissioner Ellison Greenslade of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
I am pleased to say that the suspect, who has been positively identified as Colton Harris Moore, a.k.a. the Barefoot Bandit, was flown to the capital city of Nassau, Bahamas, under police escort and remains in police custody.
Barefoot Bandit because Harris Moore likes to go shoeless, an image reinforced by news footage of his bare, shackled feet. But what's really got people's attention is the way he got to the Bahamas. Police think he stole a plane in Indiana and flew there. Not bad for someone who's not actually a pilot. Back in Washington State, San Juan County Sheriff Bill Cummings believes the Barefoot Bandit has taken off in stolen planes on at least three other occasions, though he seems to have more trouble bringing them back down again.
They were hard landed, and it was amazing that he was able to walk away from these so-called landings that he engaged in, but he did manage to pull that off time and again.
Between the hard landings and the Bahamian police's account of a final, quote, high-speed boat chase, it's no wonder there's already talk of a movie deal. Harris Moore's mother, Pamela Kohler, has reportedly hired Courtney Love's lawyer to represent her in any entertainment deals. In a statement released by the lawyer today, Kohler said she's relieved her son is safe and that no one was hurt during his capture. In the past, Kohler has been quoted expressing pride in her son's exploits, and that doesn't go down well on Washington State's Camano Island, where Harris Moore is suspected of dozens of burglaries. Mark Brown is the local sheriff.
Sensationalizing him as a cult hero is something I've been against from the start. I think that's wrong, and for my part, I hope I'm not contributing to that.
Now the media can look forward to the prosecution phase of this story. Despite the fact that today is a holiday in the Bahamas, police there have already said that Harris Moore will face, quote, a litany of charges in their system. After that, if he's extradited to the U.S., he's probably headed to court in Washington State. Law enforcement officials here say they hope to keep the proceedings from generating more hoopla than the case deserves. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is NPR.